I remember that it is the case as it was just as you describe it, and the plaintiff had tried this new theory, gotten it to us. Whereas historically in Michigan, because of a statute, if a saloon keeper sold alcohol to a person who was visibly intoxicated and the person went out and injured somebody else, his car or otherwise, the saloon keeper could be held liable. As you say, the Longstreth case attempted to extend this rationale to a private homeowner. I don't remember precisely the theory on which that was even arguably credible, because the dram shop statute applied explicitly to licensed saloon keepers, but there was a theory, and it was debatable. I was entirely satisfied after the case was argued that this was probably a great idea. It probably was an idea whose time has come, given the carnage in the highways from drunk driving. But there wasn't any authority for it in the statute. And the statute was concerned with saloon keepers, and it wasn't concerned with homeowners. Some of the members of the court took the position that it's just fair. It was very trendy, by the way, you may remember, in the 60s and 70s, for people to quote the late Chief Justice Earl Warren, many people think was a fine and wonderful man, but not very long on legal scholarship. But Warren was often quoted as having said, having asked a lawyer who was arguing before the Supreme Court one day, "Yes, I know what the law is, but is it fair?" And people who quote that question quote it with great admiration, as though that's something that's some sort of valid judicial reasoning. So I remember one of the members of our court, whom I will not at this point name, asking, "What difference does it make whether this statute technically reaches a homeowner? Isn't it fair that it should apply to them?" And, well, that's one of the few occasions I kept my mouth shut, I think, for a while. But I had in the back of my head this tension. We have four kids who were pretty closely aligned in age, and I remember we always had one or two of them in high school, and every other year we were graduating one, and I remember very well how great it would be if I could go home and tell the boys, who I think then were senior and a junior in high school, "Sorry, no graduation party in June in the backyard with the keg of beer, because there's a new law we just made that would hold us liable if one of the kids got too much to drink and went out and injured somebody." That would be terrific. Except it wasn't available, in my judgment, within the ambit of the statute, and so I dissented. But again, it was a dissent. I was doing a lot of dissenting during my time in the court, and the majority saw it differently, and so we got the case signed. I thought the decision was wrong, and I still got to go home and tell my boys they couldn't have a graduation party with beer at it.
Let's get to the spare tire case. You remember that one?
Not one of my finest hours in the Supreme Court.
That was Colonial Dodge versus Miller, right?